Viter in Shasfer and Daf Chaf Dalet. Pick up Chaf Gimel Beis Bada Bada Mada Beis Bada Mishta Bada Mishta. Here we go. Very exciting start of the brand new parak, third parak of Maseches Beitza. Let's begin. Ein sadin dagim in a bibarim biyomtov. You can't trap fish from a bibarim. From literally a bibarim is a little pond where the fish would hang out. Rashi says that afagav the shechita afio bishol me'avos malachos, saying even though these are things that are malachos dorais and Shabbos vuhutru l'tzarch yomtov. The reason why they're allowed to do certain things is because you can't do it erev yomtov. If you do them early yomtov, it can get ruined, and you want to do it on yomtov itself. But when it comes to trapping them, say the efshar, you could do it from the day before, and then put them in this small little areas, and then they won't die, and then the next day you can go and you can take them out. So the bebarim of the dagim, these are these small bodies of water, and you're not allowed to go and take them from those areas. Ve'enosim lefnei mizonos, you're also not allowed to go ahead and give them food, you can't feed them. Rashi says, lefnei dagim mizonos, v'afilu l'man da'amar nefesh behema b'mash bahani mili, the mizonos son alecha, only ones that the mizonos are on you, in other words, that you have to be feeding them. But they, after the ham below mizonos, they're okay with that because they can eat all different plants and things like that also. So you can't feed it on yontif. Aval, but you are allowed to tzadin chaya ve'of mirabibarim. You're allowed to go and you're allowed to trap, literally trap, chaya, undomestic animals, ve'of and birds, chickens, b'parak mirabibarim from their, bibarim is again that small enclosed area. They can go ahead, if they were there before Yontif. Rashi says that they were from the day yesterday, were already gathered and caught there. Because we think now that Kevin de Mukafin Geder, have a look in its own. Once there's like a Geder around, there's a fence around it, it's as if they're already considered trapped. Well, Dagon, when it comes to fish, they can jump in from corner to corner, and therefore you grabbing them as actual tzeda. That's why you're not allowed to do it. Venosim lefnei mizonos, you're also allowed to go ahead. You're allowed to feed these animals, the chaya and the oaf, on yontif also. B'shemim gamliel omer, lo kol habibarim shavim. Don't try to compare all the different types of closed areas. Zeaklal, this is the rule. Kol. Beep, turn the page. Chaf dalem and alf. Hamechusut seida asa. Anything which is lacking, trapping, is considered like it is going to be usher. In other words, that you need to now trap it. That's the bottom line. But if it's not mechusar tzeda, then it's not considered, then it's going to be mutter to go and take it. The guard is going to explain what exactly that means. What's considered like it's already trapped? What's considered like it's not yet trapped? Raminu, well, let's take a look and see the following idea. So look, the heilige Raisa. Bebarin shall chayav shall ofos ain sodom behem biyomtov. These things you're not allowed to go and grab and trap them yomtov. Ainos no flame mizonos. You can't put them in front of the mizonos. Pretty much the opposite of the Mishnah said. So we have kasha chaya chaya, kasha ofos ofos. We have a kasha each one on themselves. Chaya and chaya and of. One place says chay, you can't, it's not a problem with trapping them if they're in the bebarin. The other one says it is, and same thing with the of. You could say maybe it's not a kasha when it comes to one animal and the other. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon, you could say one's going according to Rabbi Yehuda and one's going according to the Rabbanon. The Tananas, you're going to the Mishnah, Heilige Mishnah and Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzod Sipur Lemigdal. Somebody goes ahead and he traps a bird Lemigdal, which means in a closet. Utsvi Labayas, or if you trap a tzvi, a deer, in a house, Chayev. Then you are Chayev, that's over in Isser. Why? Because once you go and you put in those things, now it's considered totally trapped, and you're done with the trapping. So too, if you put a deer in a house, then you lock it. Rashi says, but if you think about tzipor shehiknas abayis, but let's say you put a bird in a house, and then you locked it, you're going to be put there. Why? Because it goes out from the windows, and it's not considered like it's locked up. Or if you put a tzvi, and you put it into a beibar, which is a bigger, much bigger area, obviously, this is pen in this area, but all the fun of ein zutzeh, it's not called tzeh, it only once it's in the house. So what do we see, though? Labayas hu de mechayef, aval lebeibarin lo. Oh, that's his gore spelling out, like Rashi just mentioned. Only if you did it in the house, of the deer in the house, but not to a beibar. Now, v'cham mor mecham tzeh tzipor lemigdal, they come along and they agree when it comes to the concept of the bird. Once it's in the migdal, it's considered trapped. But tzvi, they said, leginu lechatzel bebarin, that's also already considered like it's trapped over there. Again, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's not trapped until it's in a house. Now, elo ofos ha ofos kasha. Right. So there you have it, that our Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. It says you're allowed to grab it. And the Braisa is going according to Rabbi Hudu, who says that you're not allowed to grab it in the Beibar because it's considered not trapped yet. So therefore, it's not a kasha over there. Ofas, hofas, kasha, because they're both maskim that once you put it into the Migdal, that's going to consider trapped. So v'chite maha nami lo kasha. If you want to tie in and say, maybe that's not a trap, maybe that's not a question either, because ha beibar makura, ha b'rishayin makura, because maybe the Mishnah is talking about the reason why you're allowed to take it. It's talking about a beibar where it is makura, where it has a roof on it, and that therefore it's considered like it's trapped. And ha b'rishayin makura, then when the Braisa says that it's going to be over an isser by doing it, it's ain't a makura, therefore it's not considered trapped. Now you're over tzeda. V'ha bayis dechav a beibar makura dami. Can't really answer that because we know that a bias and a bias a house is like a beibar makura, and yet we know both according to Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbanan, sipor lemigdal in, only if it's in this closet is considered trapped. La bias low, it's not considered trapped in a bias, so you can't say that that's going to be answering up our question here. So comes along the Gemara and answers, Amar Rabbi Rahuna, Hacha, this mission we just brought from Shabbos, where they said Rehuda and Chachamah, they're maskim, about the bird that once it's in a house is considered in the closet, it's trapped. Hacha b'tzipor dror etzchinen. Only with this type of bird are we dealing with that we're going to say that that's the only time it's trapped. She'ena mekabelis morus, because it doesn't take any, it doesn't work well with authority. Tzipor dror, like pretty much, it can weasel its way out of any circumstance. Well, almost any circumstance. Not in a closet, but in a house it can. But when it comes to other birds, and even when it's in a roofed house, it's considered like it's already trapped, and therefore it's not an issue, like our Mishnah. The Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Lama Nikra Shmat Tzipor Dror, why does it have that name of Tzipor Dror? Shadara Babayas Kibasadeh. Kibasadeh. It lives in a house like it's in a field. It knows how to like fly from corner to corner that you're not able to actually catch it. So that's the time when we're going to say that it's considered like it's Seda, but other birds are not going to be considered Seda. So it's a Gemara, Hashadah says Lahachi, now that you're going to answer it like that, right? And you said, son of Machlokas, or who done the Chum, like we said before when it came to the animals, rather coming to answer up to say that, oh, it's a different type of bird. So Chaya, Chaya, Namilukash, so we can also answer up differently with Chaya and Chaya. It's also not a question. Why? Because it say, Ha, Babir Katan, and Ha, Babir Gadol. Maybe when the Mishnah says, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to take the animals that are in the Beibar in this enclosed area on Yontif, maybe that was talking about a Beibar Katan. And when it says you're not allowed, it was talking about a Beibar Gadol. We can just answer straight up like that. Hechi Dami Beibar Katan. What's considered a Beibar Katan? Hechi Dami Beibar Gadol. What's considered a big one? Anything you're able to like get in one jump, you can go jump at it and grab it, beber katan, that's considered a beber katan. Anything more than that is considered a beber gadol. Inami, another answer is called hechadika uktsi uktsi. Anything that has many different corners, Rashi says zavios, then that's called a beber gadol because it can jump at the different corners. Veidach beber katan, anything that doesn't have it is considered a katan because it can't run away. Inami, another answer is kol hecha denafli tula dekase adadi. Anytime anything that you have, the shadow of the wall reaches the other wall, that's considered a beber katan. Ve'idach beber gadol. Anything more than that is considered a beber gadol. Next part of the Mishnah comes along. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he says, "Lo kol abeibarin shavin, not all beibarin are shavin." Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Halacha goes like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you got to take this animal from a place which is already trapped. Amar le abaye halacha mechad pligi. You're saying this is a halacha goes like him. That implies that someone was arguing with him. Well, who's arguing? Everybody agrees with that. What do you care? At the end of the day, it comes out to be the same halacha, whether no one's arguing with him or someone is, and he said halacha's like him. What does it make a difference? So Amalei says back to him, Gemara is a mort today. What do you think? That we should go and we should learn all this Torah? It should just be like a song? Like you're not taking it so seriously? You shouldn't even have a chap understanding, a vana of what's happening over here? Of course, you have to understand what's going on. So it makes it an afgamina, trying to understand what's actually going on over here. So the next part of the Mishnah is that cloud kol mechusar, say anything which is lacking some sort of tzeda is considered an issue of tzeda. Now, heichidam mechusar tzeda, what does it mean it's mechusar tzeda? It's lacking that it's already trapped. I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Shmuel, kol sha'omer, havi mitzudan usudan. Anyone who says, get me the trap so we can go and trap it, then that's considered like it's lacking
being trapped.
But we have geese and chicken that we say, bring the trap, we can get it. Vitanya, we know it says, somebody goes and traps these things is going to be putter. So clearly it's not a problem to do it with these things. Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel says, no, alalu bayin lekluvan lo erev. These things that we just mentioned before, these chickens, these geese, they come back, lekluvan, to their area where they stay, to the chicken coop, the sal, shemekanan boat. They come back to it at nighttime. So Rashi says, since they're going to come back and we can grab them right then, that they consider like they're trapped already. But the other ones, they don't come back to theirs at night. And those are not considered like they're already trapped. And when we say, get me the trap to get them, that's actually an issue of tzeda itself, and that's a problem. We have doves that hang out in the shovach in their little house. We have also doves that hang out upstairs. The boy in the kluve and la erev, they come back at night. Vitanya, we looked in a braisa, atzad yoni shavach v'yoni aliyah, v'tziparim shekinu b'tfichim b'biros, or different birds that hang out in these little jugs that they would put on the walls, Rashi says, of the houses, then you're going to be chayev for doing such a thing. So what do you see? Even though they come at night, you're still chayev for such an idea, for trapping them. Ella, come and qualify this a little bit. Ella, Amar Rabbi Baruch Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halalu Boyin the Kluvin La'erev, Umazonos son Alecha. These don't come back to their chicken coops, and the Mazonos is on you. You have to go and you got to take care of them. You got to make sure that you're feeding them. Rashi says, Halacha, I'm sorry, Hilkach Kebehemahain, the Chashivi Mazun, they're like animals and they're considered like Mazuman, like they're there. Halalu Boyin the Kluvin La'erev, these don't come at night. The Amazonos son Alecha, but the Mazonos are not upon you. You don't take care of them. You don't feed them. Another answer to see the difference between them is as follows. Rav Mari Amar, Hani Avidi L'Ravuye, these, the ones that we're not allowed to go ahead and catch, they have a way of kind of, L'Shamet, Rashi says, L'Shamet V'Vilach B'nei B'nei Adam. They have a way of like slipping away from your grasp and running away. And V'Hani Lo Avidi L'Ravuye, but the other ones do not, and therefore it's not considered trapping them. Kulu Nami Avidi Frekta Gemara, I kulu nami avidi l'bure. What do you mean? All chickens, they like try to slip away and make a getaway. It says no. L'kluven ka'amrina and avidi l'bure. We're talking about these doves have a way of getting out, not only of you grabbing them, but even of their chicken coop, of their dove place. They get away of running away. Whereas the geese and the chickens, they don't have a way of getting out of there. Maybe out of your grab, after out of you grabbing them, but they don't get out of the coop, and therefore it's considered like they're trapped. Zoktanek's Heilige Mishnah. Mitzudas Chayiv Ofid Dagim Shasol Me'erv Yontiv. You set up these traps on Erev Yontiv. Lo Yitom Em B'Yontiv. You're not allowed to take animals on Yontiv if they were trapped from before Yontiv. I'm sorry, if they were trapped on Yontiv itself. It's got to be they're trapped before Yontiv. Elim Kane, Yodea Shinitzel Me'erv Yontiv. You know that it was there from before Yontiv. Umaisa ben Nachri Echad, there's a story about a particular guy. Shehevi Dagim Lomer Gamliel, they brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel on Yontif itself. Amrin, he said, Mutarin Hain, you're allowed to go and take them. Elishain Ritzoni Lakabla Menab, I don't want to take from him. She says, because I hate this guy. Interesting. So the Mishnah starts by saying, you're not allowed to take it unless you know it actually was trapped on Yontif. Then we have a story of a guy coming and giving it to him, and he said, you're allowed to take it. I just don't want to. But what now he seems to say is suffix you're allowed to take. Says the Gemara, Maisa Listar. The story came along and it contradicted the halach that we just brought. As Gemara, Chasirim Yechzar, missing. Rachitani. Suffix Muchan Aser. Something which is you're not sure if it was prepared or not prepared is Aser. Rav Gamliel, Matir, Rav Gamliel argues, he said, if you have a suffix, it was there before Yontif or on Yontif itself, if a suffix, then it's going to be mutter to take it. Maisa Nami ben Achiyachol, you have a story that supports that. Shevi Dagim Rav Gamliel, brought the fish to Rav Gamliel on Yontif itself, and he said, mutarinein, ella, it's mutter, because the suffix, whether it was before Yontif or on Yontif, it's mutter, ella, she'ain with Tzodi l'kabim, I don't want to take it from him because I hate the guy. Amr Vida Mishmuel, ein alach Rav Gamliel, the lach is not like Rav Gamliel, and therefore you have a suffix muchan. No good, you're not allowed to have it, you're not allowed to come and take from it. The Igad Amasni law, some taught it a little differently. Aha de Tanya, learning following the Brisa. Suffolk Muchan, if it's a Suffolk Muchan, Rabbi Gamliel Matir, Rabbi Yeshua, Oser, Rabbi Dar Mishmuel, Lacha Rabbi Yeshua. The Lacha goes according to Rabbi Yeshua that it's going to be Oser if it's a Suffolk. The Igad Amasni law, the Tanya, some learn it. as follows from the following brisa. Beep, turn the page. Chavtal on a base. Someone goes ahead and they you're allowed to go and shecht from animals that are min ha-nigarim b'yomtov, from animals that are nigarim. Rashi says shochten chayas min ha-beibarim l'fishin itzim yomtim, from the beibarim, from that closed area. Aval lo min ha-rishasos u'min ha-michmoros, but he can't do it from a reshet is a net, and a muchmar is some sort of trap. You're not allowed to go ahead and take it from those and shech them. Let's say you came and you found that the traps are already mikulkal. They're already like all tangled and messed up a little bit from before yontif. You saw that in Erev Yontif. Then be a dua shemi Erev Yontif nitzodu. You can know, you can be certain that it was Erev Yontif that it was trapped. Umutarn, and therefore they're going to be mutter. The nets, Rashi says, that they used to use were huge. They were like a mil long. They were very, very big, and you couldn't see one end from the other. So therefore, if you came in Erev Yontif, if you saw one side was a little bit messed up, it was like out of place, then you can know that it was already trapped before Yontif, because when the animal gets trapped on one side, it tries to pull its way out, and therefore it messes up the other side. So if you go and you find the Mikulkal in Erev Yontif, then you can know that Erev Yontif, if it was caught, it's going to be mutter. But let's say you found Bo Matza Mikulkal in Yontif itself, you saw, before Yontif you saw it was fine, but on Yontif you saw it was Mikulkal, then be a duash of Yontif and Yisodu, you can know it was on Yontif, it was caught through Asur, and therefore it's going to be Usur, because it wasn't already set aside before Yontif. Says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, that itself is a Kasha. Amar, you said, Ba Matsa Mekukal Me'er Vyantiv, Yifad Mekukal Me'er Vyantiv, Biyadua Shem'er Vyantiv, Nitzodu. Therefore, it's going to be Mutter. Taima to Ba Matsa Mekukal. And the reason is because you came and you saw that it was Mekukal. And that's why you know for sure that it was before Yantiv. Hasveiko, but if it would be a Safek, I don't know, then what would we say? Asurin. That's the implication. But name is safe. Let's look at the end of it. Bo, matzah mekukal miyantiv, find it's a mekukal yantif. Biyadua shebi yomtiv nitzodu, you know it's called yantif. Time with the bo matzah mekukal, because you found that it was mekukal. Hasfeko me'er yantiv nitzodu umitarin. But if you have a suffix, then it's going to be mutter. So which way is it? Is a suffix mutter? Is a suffix aser? That's a gemar hachi gemar. Bo matzah mekukal me'er yantiv, you found this mekukal me'er yantif. Biyadua shebi erev yantif nitzodu umitarin. Hasfeko. But if it was a suffix, nasa kamishin utsodu bi yomtov, it's as if it was captured on yontif, vasurin, and it's going to be asur. It's not coming as two individual teachings, it's one long teaching that you read together. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halachik Rav Shimon Elazar, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar, that if you find it, that you see it's not, that it's out of place in Erev Yontif, that it's going to be mutter. But if you have a suffix, then it's going to be usher. Now, the next part of the Mishnah said that a guy brought the fish to Gamliel, and he said it's mutter, but he didn't want to take it from the guy because he hated the guy. So the Gemara asks, mutarim lemai. When he says that it's mutter, what's it mutter for? Rav amar mutarim lekabel. Rashi says, betiltul, dekulei hai, lo achmir. Right? Okay, listen, at least you can be metatal it. They're not going to say that it's going to be muksa. Suffolk Muchan, if you have a suffolk of whether it was ready before or not, to go to Aser Betilto. But he wasn't saying that it's mutter in terms of eating, you're just saying it's mutter in order to accept it from the guy. That is Rav. Levi, my Levi says mutar in bachila. He says it's mutter even bachila, even with eating it. Rashi says, Ka'amr ben Gamliel, Velav de Sphira le Rav. Velevi kavasei elamilse hu demifrashi. Rashi says he's just coming along to explain that which he's saying. It doesn't mean that they're paskining like him. They're just explaining his words of what he's saying. So one says that's mutter lekabel. That's what he means. When Levi amar mutar mechila, it's even mutter to go ahead and eat. Amar Rav. Rav comes along and he says liolam al yimna adam atzmi beis hamedrash afil shalacha. Says Rav, you shouldn't keep your way from steigen hilig toira even for a little bit. The ana v'levi avina kamei the Rebbe, because both of us were learning teira in front of Rebbe. Ki amar lo shmeisa, when he went ahead and he taught this din that Rabbi Gamliel says is mutter of the guy when he brings a yontif. Beorta amar mutarin bachila. That night, Rebbe then said that it's even mutter to eat. But Safra Amar Mutarim Lekabel. In the morning, he said it's okay to receive it, to accept it. It's not muksa. Ana Da'ave B'Midrasha, I was there, I was steiging, when Rebbe came along and he said, what he said. It was there in the morning. So Hadri B, I changed and took back my answer just like Rebbe did. But Levi, the Lava B'Mitzvah, Levi wasn't there in the morning. Lo Adarai, he didn't take back that statement. And he said that it's mutter even b'achila. Really, if he would have stayed and shared that he would known that he said that at night, but the next day he had changed it. So you got to make sure that you're always steiging. Fracting of our kash on Levi, who says it's even mutter to eat. And may say we have a braisa, nachri shehevi doron liyisrael. Let's say a guy goes and brings a gift to a Jew on Yontif. Afilu dagam hamufulamim peiris bnei yaman. Even if it's fish that Rashi says is lachim, which moist fish, delicious moist fish, and peiris bnei yaman and fruits that were from that day, mutarin it's mutter. Now, what does that mean, mutarin? Rashi says, v'hal karchel rabbi gamliel hu demekel. This rabbi gamliel was mekel. Bishlaman Daman Mutarin Lakabal Shapir, the one who says Mutar to be Makabalit. Now it makes sense. That was Rav. Elaman Daman Mutarin Bachila, the one who says Mutar to even eat, which is Levi. Paris Ben Yom Mishar Bachila is a Mutar to take fruits that were picked on that day. Obviously, not, that's going to be Ish of Muksa. So what are you going to say to that? Says Gomorrah back. Velitamech, but even according to you, Rav, it's also a problem. You know why? Because Paris Ben Yom Mishar Batiltul, they're Muksa. How come you can say you can even accept them at all? If they were picking that day, picked that day, then they're going to be at least Muksa. Ella, rather, says the Gemara, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about Bikvari da Adime, Uperi the Kavishe Biyarkaneskin. We're talking about fish that's red and that fruits that are wrapped up in their covers, they're wrapped in Yarkaneskin and in greenery. It wasn't actually picked right then, but it was wrapped up in a way to keep it fresh. And Bikvari da Adime, Rashi says it's when it was still moist underneath its cheeks. Now, fish don't have cheeks, it means under the gills. And the fruits are all wrapped up. Why was it called Bnei Yom? And then Shane Kane Bnei Yom, and it was like Bnei Yom because they kept the freshness, the seal. Amra Papa, Hilcha said the halacha is Nachri Shevidon Lisel B'Yom Tov, a guy that brings a Jew a gift. Im Yesh Be'Osa Amin B'Mechuber Aser. If they have this type of min, which is connected to the ground, then it's going to be Aser because we could be worried that maybe it was something which was picked that day. Even, Rashi points out, even Reb Shimon would say that there's muksa with these things, that it was maybe from, it was mechuber. Vila Erev, did I just skip something? It's got to be aser. Vila Erev nami aser in b'chadei sheyasu. And even after Yontif, it's going to be over like we learned in Mesechta Shabbos, b'chadei sheyasu, the amount of time it would take in order to go ahead, in order to prepare this type of thing that he brought to you. Vim ein meosam in b'chuber, but if they don't have these things connected to the ground, therefore, we can also for Yontif, then tochat chom. If he gave it to you within the chom, then it's mutter. It's not a problem because no sort of malacha, any isser that was done over here. Beep, turn the page. Chafei Maralf. Chutzat chom, but if you brought a chutzat chom, then it's from outside of the chom, then we got a problem. Then it's going to be usser. And if a guy brought it from outside the chum, from one of the yidden, then mutter li yisrael acher, it's mutter to give it to another yid. Take a look at Rashi for a bit of a pill of understanding why that's okay, because generally we'd say it's not, but over here we do say that it is okay. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.